Hey everybody, how's it going? Jason Lawrence here with the Selling New Construction Homes and Real Estate Podcast. Today, I want to talk about leadership. So I had something, a thought kind of pop into my head not too long ago pertaining to leadership. And I've really been trying to make some changes in my life, my personal life, and a lot of it pertains to leadership. For example, I have two small children, a 2-year-old and 4-year-old, both girls, daughters, beautiful little girls. And if you are trying to have your kids do something that you want them to do or act the way that you want them to act or turn out to be the person that you want them to be, you need to lead them. And you have to lead by example. You can't just tell somebody, your kids or whoever it is, to do something or to act a certain way, and then they're just going to go ahead and do it. Especially if you're not acting in that way. The biggest role in leadership is the actions that you put forth. That is the best quality in leading. When people see you acting a certain way or doing certain things, a lot of times they're going to follow suit. So if you want your kids to act a certain way or turn out a certain way or have certain social skills or just skills, period, you need to be putting out those skills, those qualities in your actions. And you may ask, well, how does this correlate with sales? And I think it correlates with sales in the following. So when you are meeting with somebody for the first time, and this may be somebody who has no experience with building a home, so they've never gone out and found a vacant lot before, they've never built a home before, or maybe you're a real estate agent and you're meeting with a client that has never sold a home before, or it's a first-time home buyer. A lot of times, they're looking for somebody to lead them. Not all the time. I mean, you can't just all the way across the board say that everybody needs to, find a leader to kind of bring them through the process, because there's going to be some clients that already know what they want. And they've maybe already built a home before, and they're just looking for an assistant, somebody to help them get from point A to point B. They know exactly what they want. They know exactly what they want to do in their house. They know exactly what they're looking for in finding a new house or maybe with selling theirs. And they just need your assistance. They need somebody who is going to help them through the whole process. They already know what they want, but because you're a builder or because you're a real estate agent, they obviously need you. They need your expertise to help them through the process. But there is a huge majority of people who have never done this before. And they're looking for somebody to be a leader to them and bring them through the process. And it's so apparent. For example, I met with a lady yesterday, and she is selling her home right now. She was using another real estate agent to sell her home. This realtor reached out to me and gave me her info, told me to get in touch with her. I did so. We set up a meeting right away. I met with her at our model home. And before we even got into the house, she started explaining to me, you know, what her concerns were. Probably in her early 60s, late 50s, and she had lived in the current home that she's living in for many years, and now she just wants to downsize. She realizes that she's probably not going to be able to find an existing home that's out there, so she realizes that she's most likely going to need to build. So her concerns, or what she had kind of told me, is, you know, I have no idea, you know, how to find a lot or what to look for in a lot, or, you know, how do we put home pricing together? How do we find a home plan that's going to work for me? And you know, are you able to do custom things in the home? Are you able to to do things to suit my exact needs. And what she was looking for was a leader. She was looking for me to basically step up. And this is exactly what I did. Is, you know, I told her, you know, as far as the whole process goes, you just need to tell me what you're looking for. So number one, with the lot, you know, what are you looking for in a lot? She said that she would like to have a lot that allows her to have a daylight basement, which is a basement that gives you full-size windows in the basement, or a walkout basement. And so I told her that I would help her through the process. I could basically go out, put together a list of lots that are in the area that she would want to live in, and I could send those lots to her. And I'm going to have you, Mrs. Client, take a drive, buy all of these lots. Let me know which ones you like, what areas, what neighborhoods that you like. Let's, you know, narrow it down to a few favorites. And then from there, I'll come out, we'll look at the lot together, and then we'll further investigate and make sure that this specific lot that you found does work for a walkout or daylight basement. Or this specific lot that you like will allow you to build the type and size of home that you want to build on the lot. I told her, don't worry about anything that goes along with finding it. You just let me know what you like and what you're looking for, and I'll guide you through the process. We will use my expertise to make sure that we investigate the property thoroughly and that you're getting everything that you want. We will, for the next step, after we locate and decide on the lot that we want, we'll put together an offer on the lot, and we'll put contingencies in that offer so that we are able to further investigate and make sure that once it does become time to build, we're not going to have any unexpected surprises. For example, we're going to put in a contingency that allows us to come out and dig test holes on the property in the area in which your house is going to go. We're going to bring a backhoe out there. We're going to dig holes that are 8 to 9 feet deep so that we can see and know that we're not going to have any soil issues. That way, when it comes time for us to build your home and we're digging the hole, we know we're not going to have any surprises, which lead into extra building expenses. If there's anything like that, we're going to know that ahead of time, and you're going to have the option to be able to still move forward with the property or to back out of it, but you're going to know ahead of time if there's going to be any additional expenses or issues that are going to arise once we start construction. So that'll take care of the lot process. Then from there, or simultaneously, we're not going to go through the you know, order in which we need to do everything. That'll be for another podcast or one that I've already did. We're just talking about the leadership factor and what you're going to say to Mr. or Mrs. Client or both of them to ensure that comfortable feeling within them. So if you can step up and take charge and lead them in the direction in which they need to go, they're not going to go anywhere else. They're not going to go look for another builder after you've already helped them find the lot, investigate the lot, make sure there's no issues with the lot. At that point, they know you, they like you, they trust you. You are their leader for this new home building adventure. They're not going to go anywhere else. So the benefits to you in stepping up and becoming a leader and helping them through this process is you're going to get paid on this lot commission and helping them find the lot. And then you're going to end up getting the home build because, again, they're not going to go somewhere else and look for another builder after you've already gone through this beginning process with them and shown them that you know what they're doing and that they can trust you. And then you're going to tell them, okay, look, for the home build, you just need to let me know what you're looking for in a home and what price point that you're looking to stay at, and we'll figure out the home plan from there. But basically, you just want to ensure them that you're an expertise in this field and that they don't have to worry. All they need to do is communicate to you what they want, the price point in which they want it, and you can take care of the rest. Or maybe it's unrealistic and you can at least, you'd have a pretty short leadership role, but you would at least need to tell them that, hey, look, this just isn't realistic. We can't do everything that you want to do for, you know, $300,000. It's going to be more like $375,000. But you're still offering your expertise and being a leader. So that's how being a leader helps you with the sales process. And you don't always think of these two words or put these two words together, but leadership, sells homes. Whether you're listing a home, helping somebody find an existing home, or helping somebody with their new home build experience, you need to be their leader. And if you can do that, you're going to lead them through the process. You're going to get the home build, and you can bet that they're going to tell others the type of great leader that you were, and those people are going to want to come and work with you as well. Most people are just looking for somebody to help them through the process, to do so in a timely manner, to give them all of the information up front and honestly and realistically. Don't hold anything back. Give it to them all up front. Whether you think it's bad news because the price is a lot higher than what they want, it doesn't matter. Be honest with them. Be a straight shooter. Be a leader. And that will bring you miles and miles. Well, let's scratch that. Well, I can't because I don't know how to edit this. But that's going to bring you a lot of home sales and going to give you a great reputation as a realtor and new home sales agent. Excuse me for 1 second. I need to take a drink of water there. Voice is getting a little starched. So before I start to ramble on any further, I hope that the information I shared today will bring value. And please leave me a comment. Subscribe to my channel. If you find this information useful or good, please share it with anybody who maybe is building a home, going to be building a home, selling new construction homes. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and you'll be hearing from me very soon. God bless. P.S. One thing I wanted to share is, you know, pertaining to leadership again here. It's such a huge thing throughout all aspects of your life, whether you're a husband, a wife, a father, a mother. Leadership, you know, if you want your family to be happy, you want everybody to be in a good mood, you know, I mean, that's ideal, right? You need to lead by example. If you are always in a good mood, if you are always sharing happiness and being positive, it's infectious. And you can definitely bet that your family is going to notice, and maybe not right away, but after time, they're going to start acting like that too. They're going to follow suit with what you're doing, you being a great leader, and they're going to start acting like that as well. So any aspect of your life, if you want to change something, then you need to be the one to set the example. And don't expect immediate results, but they will come. And it's an amazing, truly cool thing. That's just wanted to throw that in there.